Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. Grant Bills, Paul Immig. Grant, you want to talk about your trip or don't you care? I mean, that's a pretty big deal. I saw you posted about it, so it's public domain.
Fair game.
I did post about it on Instagram. I hadn't posted on Instagram in a while. It was beautiful. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, it was dope. And then I got to spend 4 days in La Crosse over the weekend, which was like I've had a week, but I'm catching up on sleep and I fell ill a little bit, which now I'm coming out the other side. Just a wild 10 days for me. Yeah, very cool. Iceland. You know, I would recommend.
Some people call La Crosse America's Iceland. Do you feel like that's true now that you've been to both places in the span of a week?
I had some free time on Friday afternoon, and this was after my car had an issue and I had to take it in, and they're like, it shouldn't be a big deal. And then they called me and it's like, yeah, it's gonna be $1,700. I'm like, okay. And I'm jet lagged. I just feel like crap, and I have a live show to do. So I'm like, oh, it's sunny. Let me just go up on the bluff. And I'll just try to like pull myself out of this funk.
Yes.
And as soon as I walk out there, there's a sign that says your life matters. And then there was a phone number and I'm like, oh my God.
Wow. I needed that. Wow.
Right.
I wish there was like, I'd go up to Granddad's Bluff when I was sad or having, you know, a moment. I need another place like that now. I mean, it's nice to go look across Lake Michigan. I don't take that for granted, but I need like a Granddad's Bluff. I keep searching far and wide.
Went out on Third Street. Did not feel old and washed. I felt like I was in the mix. It was very fun. Had a great time.
Damn.
I know.
The other note I want to say before we get started is you never know what day of the year it's going to be. But today is the day where on April 15th, it is officially no more beanie day. We're in ball cap season now, boys.
What a reveal.
We're making the switch to ball cap season.
Oh, I hear the click, click, click.
Yeah, ball cap season today.
Wow.
I had to get a haircut. I mean, I know I got little left up there, but we sent in a credential for the NFL draft, and I sent mine in with a hat on.
Can't do that.
Yeah,
the NFL's like, are you kidding?
Yep.
That's a no. Where I need your face, man.
Mm-hmm.
I need your thinning, receding dome.
Mm-hmm. It's very important.
On top of this one. Well, what do we got? We got Bucks playoffs coming up. We got NFL draft coming up. We got the Brewers having they're like the Rory McIlroy of MLB right now. Where do you want to lead us?
I want to start with Ken Griffey Jr. photography. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. No.
Oh, beautiful shots.
Yeah. Just great.
Pristine.
I want to start with from a couple months ago, we kind of all were suffering from a case of mild Bucks optimism. This was, of course, when the Kuzma trade was like 4 or 5 games in and it was looking pretty good. And of course, Lillard had not yet been diagnosed with his blood clot issue. So as you go into this Pacers series, Dame has been ruled out for at least game one. But I think if on a Tuesday, 5 days before a game, 4 days before a game, you're being ruled out for the Saturday game, I don't think that makes me feel great about game two, game three, probably the series. So let's just go. Do you? You can counter that.
Well, no, I just like that. It's like, okay, we're only ruling him out game one.
Because that's my point. Like, you wouldn't do that 4 days before the game if you're like, yeah, but it's 80-20 for game two. Like, and this isn't an injury, you know? Like,
I'll also say this is where, you know, those coaches that are like trying to debate if they're going to start, which of their shitty quarterbacks they're going to start. Like, we're not telling you if we're starting Drew Lock or Tommy DeVito. We want you to plan for both.
Yeah.
And then the Bucks are just like 5 days before, hey, Indiana, you don't have to worry. Dame, we're not playing Dame.
Yeah. What was the advantage of that?
What I'm saying is the people in the NFL that do it are stupid.
Oh, you think the Bucks did nothing? Like, you're perfectly fine that the Bucks didn't try to keep it close to the vest. And
I mean, I just, the amount of time that these teams have played together, that they've practiced, like, it's not like the world would fall apart. It's not like Indiana would be caught with their pants down if they're like, oh my God, Dame's playing? We're prepared to take on a no Dame team.
But you would split. I mean, I'm sure the Bucks had a good reason to do it, but you would, in theory, split your time then against.
But I don't think they do any of that.
Oh, I disagree.
They just go out there and ball, dude.
No, I don't.
Yeah, they do.
Come on, this league is highly organized. The amount of film they're grinding. Do you hear what Mike Malone was talking about the other day before he got fired? It's obvious these guys are studying and preparing for every single outcome.
True, true, true.
I balled the other day. Does my finger still look blistered or no?
Blistered?
Yeah, your pinky looks like it's gonna pop on the end.
Hard to tell. It looks pink. Like, yeah, it looks. No, you look. I don't know. I couldn't tell.
I had to buy a finger splint. I jammed my finger. We went to the park with some of the kids, and there were four dads there, and one of them brought a basketball for some reason. And the next thing you know, we were playing 2-on-2.
Oh, that's an injury waiting to happen.
And so I jammed my finger so bad, I had to buy a finger splint. But I had to wear it over a glove because the blood circulation was not, my hand was freezing.
Mm.
It was nuts.
So you and Dame both dealing with basketball related.
Yeah. I had a blood clot of my own.
One might say. So wait, actually, let me just ask you is before you go into the topic I want to ask, what is your assumption of Dame playing in round one at all? Forget game one, which we know he's out.
My assumption
is he's not playing round one.
My assumption's based on years of what we've seen post playoffs. Let me read this to you.
Okay.
Giannis has been out of mind in the NBA playoffs after appearing in 14 series and 76 games through his age 27 season. The Bucks star has participated in only 3 playoff games since May of 2022.
Yeah, it's terrible.
He missed 2 in the 5-game loss to Miami in 2023, did not play at all last year, dialing it back to the Game 2 blowout loss in the Eastern Conference semifinals against Boston. Dedekumpo's team has gone 2-7 in the postseason. He has not played with his number 2 guy, Middleton, since previous of that in 21. So with the history of the Bucks. And should it affect how I feel about this? Maybe not. Maybe so. I'm not expecting Dame to play at all. I don't. Yeah. Any time that he comes back, that will be great. And blood clots are a thing where it's like, it's not just like a normal healing process. Either he can play or he can't.
Right. Exactly.
So I don't. I'm not expecting Damian Lillard in these playoffs.
I'm definitely not round one.
I'm expecting Kevin Porter Jr., who ain't going to do a damn thing in these playoffs.
Was that
I'm expecting him. Yeah.
Bontemps, yeah.
Kevin Porter Jr. ain't going to do a damn thing in the playoffs.
I think he's out for all of round one and probably all of round two, would be my guess. At least.
Yeah. All right, so with that, all right, so we all seem to unfortunately agree that we're not expecting him to be back. So the Bucks are without Damian Lillard for the entirety of round one. Let's just say round one. Bucks win the series without him. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. $1 million if you're right, nothing if you're wrong.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you the odds. The Bucks are, it's like a 73% chance right now that the Pacers win.
73% chance the Pacers win. Okay.
And if Dame was healthy, they put out odds where the Bucks would still be plus 120 or plus 140 and the Pacers minus 120. So the odds makers still think the Pacers are better. And I think what's happening a little bit is people are looking at the Pacers and thinking, oh, yeah, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Sure.
But they're not remembering that they beat up a broken Bucks team and then they beat up a broken Knicks team as well. So, yeah, the Pacers can build on their Eastern Conference playoff run last year, but also they trampled over injured kids to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm not too, like, I'm exactly where I am with the Bucks, where I was with the Brewers and the Mets. I don't think they're going to win anything.
Okay.
But I would really prefer if they could just win one series. I just want to see them win one series is all that I want.
Point out Kevin Porter Jr., which was one of those deals.
Kevin Porter Jr. ain't going to be doing a damn thing in the playoffs.
I mean, your impression was...
It's Wendy's reaction that does it for me. Wendy's like, okay. Well, not really what we're getting at, but okay.
Yeah. What why does Bontemps say playoffs that way?
Playoffs.
Kevin Porter and his screen's like this. Kevin Porter Jr. ain't gonna be doing a damn thing in the playoffs.
That is a weird microcosm of NBA media where it's like, oh, this thing that's kind of good, like, oh, fuck it. Like, that sucks, too, and we
Kevin Porter Jr. ain't going to do damn thing in the playoffs.
Sucker in, sucker there, sucker in. I do listen to the Windhorse pod somewhat regularly.
The Hoop Collective?
The Hoop Collective podcast. And every single time, talking Bucks or not talking Bucks, I'm really wishing that Bontemps was not on it. Hmm. He is...
Yeah, not. I still would like to figure out why there's such an aggression towards the Milwaukee Bucks in their existence. Well, something I tried to.
The Junior's not going to do a damn thing in the playoffs. That's why.
And I tried to ask Bill Reiter about it, and then he got all mad at me.
Yeah, he really did.
I mean, he's righter than you sometimes. Bill Reiter's part of that whole weird thing. I don't know.
That's why I asked him.
And by the way, if you guys heard, did one of you send us in our group chat? But, I listened to Russillo and Simmons do their MVP thing this past. Why did I listen to it?
Yeah, or, just why in general?
Well, it was a broader discussion, and then of course it pivoted into like who your MVP vote is, and then Russillo said like, "It's Jokic. I'm not even thinking about it anymore." I was like, "Whoa!" It's one of those things where like if the consensus is one thing for too long, which has been SGA for too long, maybe. Then you're like, I got to pivot.
Simmons posted a picture of him at the Masters, and it really pissed me off because there's guys that are like, if you got to go to the Masters the normal way of winning a lottery and applying for 15 years, and you're like, hey, look, I'm at the Masters. I think you can share that and be proud of it. But to me, it's just like another rubbing it in thing of I'm living a more cherished life than you. And I don't like when people do that.
Yeah. What about when he was at the first Raw on Netflix and he held up his Boston Celtics sign? Is that another one of those?
Yeah, just so dumb. Didn't he hold it up on his phone? When did he do that? Yeah, the phone. Yeah.
Wasn't that
WWE? Have you guys been watching Celtic City? New episode this week about the 90s. I'm very interested.
No, thank you.
No.
Was it actually decent?
I'm not watching it.
I thought you said at one point you were going to.
No. Okay. No, I will not be consuming that.
Is Black Mirror any good? I think I'm going to start that show.
No, the Americans ruined it. Just, you know, God forbid we should just watch kind of a fun show and be like, ooh, that was freaky, and then move on with our lives. We need to go read the blog about it at The Ringer, and people like Bukowski need to tweet 30 times about how, well, this was blah, 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 blah. Just, I literally, sorry to do this, I went home last weekend because I was in lacrosse. My girlfriend was home alone all weekend. She watched like most all of it on Saturday by herself.
What? Came home on White Sunday, Lotus?
Black Beer. And I said, did you like it? And she goes, yeah, I thought it was pretty fun. I really enjoyed it. But then I went and I looked at some tweets and people were so angry about it. I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. That sums up television watching in 2025.
What are the online complaints? I watched Black Mirror many years ago, but not recently.
Well, there's a new season, I guess.
That always freaked me out. I didn't like Black Mirror. Every time I watched it, make me uncomfortable.
And I think there's probably been one too many things that have been accurate since, but yeah.
Well, the Daredevil finale's tonight, so I'll be excited for that.
Nice.
And then it's just 3 weeks until Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Is the villain just looks at people and they disappear? Is that what's going on there? What's his name? The Void?
Sentry, the Void.
So how do you stop that?
I don't know. They're gonna do what they always do. Talk him down.
Is that going to be R or PG-13?
13.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way Captain America can beat Red Hulk. Oh, a flower.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go to prison on voluntarily terms. Fucking dumb.
Stupid. I kind of think the Bucks will win in good. 6 or 7. I think it will be excruciating.
I mean, no matter what happens, win or lose, it will still be an excruciating viewing experience.
We had Ozarski on earlier today, and he was like, whatever happens, it'll be entertaining. And I text him afterwards. I'm like, you say entertaining, I say excruciating. This is going to suck. Yeah. And honestly, here's what I think it'll come down to. Will the Bucks be able to win the game that they've lost the last 2 years? And that, like, the last 2 years, we've come away from a playoff loss thinking, how the F did you blow that? Like, how do you, it was so stupid. That was so dumb. How'd you lose that? If they can win that coin flip game or two that they've lost in the first round last 2 years, they should win the series. I don't know if they'll be able to do that, but I think they should.
Well, so you are taking the Bucks in 6 or 7 then. Yeah.
Grant?
Bart?
I mean, if you're going to give me $1 million, if you're going to give me $1 million and I have to dart throw, get it right, I would probably take Pacers in 5.
I would as well. If there was $1 million on the line,
there's $1 million on the line.
Oh, Grant, you're changing your answer. If there's,
yeah, because I'd kill myself if I put. They haven't won a first round series in 3 years, and their second best player is Brook Lopez. Yeah, if I lost $1 million over that, I'd kill myself. So the money changes it.
I said $1 million.
That's a completely
right.
different question, though. Those are two different realities.
I asked it with the money involved.
No, that's what that you have to. That's the only way I can get myself to actually answer. Because of course I'm going to come on here and say, "Yeah, I think the Bucks in 6." Fucking parade chairs. Fuck. But I'll tell you right now, the Milwaukee Bucks ain't going to do a damn thing in the playoffs.
Oh, the video version of this is required for those of you who want to watch it because there's
you know what I like? I like when I see people and they're like, hey, I still listen to the show. Well, yeah, I'm still doing it.
Like this show?
Yeah, like the pod.
Okay.
Still doing it.
Yeah. Nothing changed. Maybe a little bit less frequent, but.
And we're doing it thanks to our friends at Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. You can pick up the gummies and the balms and the seltzers. I actually talked to a buddy this weekend who is done with the boozy, but he just like slow sips on the THC drinks all day. And he's like, I'm just trying to find, I just like being there. I'm like, yeah, me too. Cause life is good and beautiful. And to go up on a bluff, wow. But you just want to enjoy it a little more. And thanks to our friends at Happy Place Hemp, you can do that. Again, the promo code's BART, 25% off every order. Even if you've ordered 1,000 times, you can get the promo code at happyplacehemp.com or stop in. They're in Muskego. Say hi to Chris and Rob. Check them out. They got everything that you need, and they'll answer questions, and they're always trying to come up with new stuff to make it fun and affordable, which it is, and there's a promo code, and that helps even more. Promo code BART at happyplacehemp.com. So, yeah, $1 million on the line. I guess I would say, I mean, what's the difference between Pacers in 5 and Pacers in 6? Probably none. I just don't think that I can, like, I feel like it's going to be just like the Mets. I feel like Brewers Mets is this. And is every team as, because we've hated the Celtics, we've hated the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you play a team in the playoffs, you end up hating them, but the Pistons are a different kind of that, right?
You say the Pistons?
The Pacers is what I meant. Halliburton's he's different than Tatum or Hero. He's like just worse. He's just worse.
A buddy of mine used the word obnoxious, and I thought that was.
But is it like go away heel heat, Paul, or is it just like knows he's a heel?
No, so I think Halliburton is very confused about his face heel status. I really do.
Mm.
I think he fancies himself.
Pat McAfee says he's the face of the NBA.
Well, an Indiana guy saying that about an Indiana player. Okay. McAfee's NBA content is usually just spectacularly informed, so I'm just very surprised about this take.
About as good as Bill Simmons' golf content and like, NFL content like, and okay. Major League Baseball content.
So this has happened a couple times with the Bucks, but you can't watch the Bucks play a Kyle Lowry playoff team and not hate Kyle Lowry, right? Like, there were several instances of that. Bucks-Raptors, a couple times, really, if you go back a handful of years.
He was at the Heat, too, at a certain point, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. There's been at least two, but I want to say three times that they've had to do, like, the Kyle Lowry experience. But, yeah, I think the NBA is unique in that way, where it is hard to watch your team play another team and then leave that and be like, I kind of like the team that beat us. Like, there's always a player or two that makes it impossible.
I don't know that that's true. I don't know that that's true. Another, I mean, it's the multiple games. Like, you lose to a team in the NFL, it's one game. Like, I'm still going to hate them, but I have less ammo. I have less reason.
Mm-hmm.
The seven potential games in 2 weeks or whatever it is really just everyone gets pissy.
But the good and bad thing about the NBA is there is so much personality that you're going to see in the course of a game. It's not just like, oh, these group of athletes played against this group of athletes. You see, feel, hear a lot of personality, which is why the NBA is a big reason why it's successful, because you're not hiding under helmets and under hats and under face masks and whatever else. Like here's the guy, and you see him, and sure, the seats are close and the mics are prominent. So you guys are both going with money on the line. You're going with the Pacers.
Yeah, I mean, if Dame's not going to play,
I think if we're watching this series,
and Giannis can only do so much.
If we were Houston Rockets fans, you know, just making up a team, and we were watching the Bucks Pacers series, and you saw the starting lineup of Giannis, who is amazing, paired with some combination of old ass Brook Lopez, Kevin Porter Jr., Torian Prince, like maybe Kuzma, or like a rotation. Then when, like, I think if you were a fan of another team who's watching all of the playoff series, you would look at that. And yeah, Dame's not there. That changes everything, right? That's a huge, huge chunk of their salary cap and of their talent. But you'd probably say, like, there's no way Giannis has to be spectacular for three games. Spectacular for three, which he's totally capable of.
Yeah.
I think money on the line, I would choose the Pacers. If that money was actually on the line, I mean it when I say it, that I wouldn't watch. You know, like there's no way. I
already feel like I don't want to watch. This is going to be.
Yeah, like my level of excitement for the NBA playoffs is high.
Yes.
But for the Milwaukee Bucks,
low.
I was like, because they play at noon on Saturday and we're trying to figure out when to visit family for Easter. And I'm like, well, we got to plan around that. And I'm doing it like half-heartedly, like, we got to plan around the Bucks game.
Yeah. Well, I think we've had this conversation, but I like the NBA more than I like the Bucks. I love the Bucks, but I love the NBA more. Whereas that's not true of baseball. I'm a much bigger Brewers fan than I am Major League Baseball fan.
What about football?
Yeah, so the one I always say it's kind of like a tie. So I like NBA more than Bucks, Brewers more than MLB, and then Packers and NFL is sort of.
If the Packers didn't exist, I'd probably watch the NFL no less, and in fact enjoy it more.
I think I'm very a possible. Packers fan 10 out of 10 and an NFL fan 10 out of 10. Like, that's, I don't think one has anything to do with the other.
Right. The NFL is just a spectacular league. Oh, really,
God, it's the balls.
It really is. It really is. So I guess, unfortunately, I would take the Pacers if $1 million on the line. And again, with the preface that there's no Dame for the whole series, which, if they lose both games in Indiana down 0-2 and they come back to Milwaukee and Dame is back, I mean, can they win 4 out of 5? Maybe.
This sucks. This sucks ass. I'm sick of doing this every April. Like, well, if they could just get to game 3, if they could.
This feels so
similar and repetitive.
Yeah. I'm sitting in the exact same goddamn place. Bango wasn't behind me. I feel like we were just here. I feel like just woke up and my team is in the playoffs against the same team and we're waiting on medical updates for the same guy. Like, this sucks.
Yeah.
It's not really a take. I just want to complain.
Yeah.
No, it sucks. You're right. It sucks.
But I will say the Bucks have the best draw that they could have had in the circumstances that they were in. I feel much better, Dame or no Dame, that the path to the Eastern Conference Finals is Pacers Cavs as opposed to Knicks Celtics. Knicks Celtics, you have no chance. If your first two series are Knicks Celtics, again, you get past the Knicks, now you play Boston, you have a 0% chance of making the Eastern Conference Finals if you have Knicks and then Celtics. Zero. With or without Dame. 0%. You're not winning both of those series back-to-back. Because even if you beat the Knicks, they will grind you to, you will feel it. And then you got to play Boston. Indiana and then Cleveland? Cleveland's great. Cleveland could easily sweep the Bucks. But for whatever reason, I feel more confident about that hypothetical series, even though I think Cleveland could beat Boston. Some of that might just be like residual damage of watching the Celtics and hating the Celtics style of basketball. But so I'm going to take the Pacers, but I also am optimistic about an unlikely but possible path to the Eastern Conference Finals, where of course they would inevitably not win that series, but it is what it is.
It just feels like win the first round series, this thing is a success. Because I think anything past that feels very hopeless.
Well, let's say that. Let's play that out.
I feel like you just did. I feel like you just played that out.
No, but now, now play out the next step. What does this offseason look like? I know we're not there and there's a lot to go, but
a lot of people seem to want Bud back.
I want Taylor Jenkins is who I want.
NBA people are so dumb. They're so dumb. They spent 2 years screaming and kicking about how Bud needs to get fired. And then they spent the next 2 years screaming and kicking about how Bud never should have been fired. And then he gets fired by Phoenix and everyone's like, well, I guess let's talk about everything else.
My understanding is that the only way that this is irrelevant because they're not going to hire Budenholzer back, but the only way that he doesn't get his $40 million, Budenholzer doesn't get the $40 million from Phoenix for the next 4 years, is if he works.
I think Bro's kind of a hippie. He should just go live in Northern Arizona where he's from.
But I think
his wine cellar.
I think if in 2 years he takes a job, he doesn't get the full.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he can't double dip.
People are saying he's getting paid by the Bucks and the Sun. No, he's not though. He might be getting a little something from the Bucks, but when you take that next job, that stops.
If he got, this part I don't know. I'm pretty confident. The contract then is, you were under contract through 2028. Now you're taking a contract in 2027 with this other team. And I think I don't think you can I get $10 million from the Suns and $10 million from the whatever.
That's not how it works. At least it's not how it works.
$40 million for the next 4 years, I would completely disappear.
I would absolutely
You would disappear for $40,000 a year. That's not true, but you get my point. That's all you want to do is disappear. And yet you have such a public facing job, which is just,
I know, but I don't want to be like one of these guys that retire.
Skipping.
And then they tweet.
Mostly retired in your Twitter bio.
I would because, I'll be I want to disappear. Then something would grind any bar to 2:30 in the morning. And I'd be tweeting. I would deactivate, delete. I'd be completely off social media. I would know nothing.
Would we do this just for giggles and friendship?
I wouldn't post it. We could do the three of us.
I was going to say, we should do like a modern thing. It's like a podcast, but there's no mics and there's no phones. It's just long form conversation with guys in a room.
I swear I saw something recently that someone said this unironically, Grant.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
What is it? I don't remember what it's from, but I'm pretty sure I just saw something that someone was.
I always see the quote tweet. It's bro just thinks he invented hanging out.
Exactly. Okay. We have 10 minutes.
I came away from that not knowing if we are more or less positive or negative about the Bucks. I don't know if we just learned anything there. Did we?
I mean, if they got swept, I wouldn't be surprised. I think that I'm not. I have no joy. I feel no joy. I feel no hope. I feel no excitement. And you know, some of it is because I don't think the chances of this year are great. But also, I just saw this. I liked your tweet about the Brewers today.
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my lead tonight. That's my A block.
What did you say that basically we traded away these guys for this?
Yeah, it's like you traded away your best starter and your best reliever in subsequent off seasons, and you don't have shit to show for it. Like, no wonder the team's like, yeah, this team seems like they're missing something. Yeah, no wonder. You traded away Corbin Burns and Devin Williams, and the best thing you got in return is Joey Ortiz, whose best trade is he can play every day, and that's it. Like, he's out there.
Who do we trade Hader for? Robert Gasser?
No. It was, fuck. Danielson Lamet and Askeri Ruiz and one of the Rogers twins.
That was it?
Yeah, but then they...
No. Bart was right. Gasser was in it.
Gasser was in that trade? Okay. Okay, yeah. Maybe he was.
Well, where is he?
He has Tommy John. He was pitching pretty well last year before. He was pitching very well before he got hurt last year.
But then Ruiz... So, I mean, the Ruiz part is important.
Yeah, you know where he is now?
No.
Do you see who picked him up?
No.
Dodgers?
Yes. Yep.
I was going to say.
He's on their major league roster?
I think minor leagues. They're going to...
Okay.
Dodgers just collect Infinity Stones.
Smart. But anyway, yeah, just and for people who forgot, Ruiz got you Contreras. So,
did you hear about Thanos went to the doctor?
What?
He said, the doctor said, oh, geez, I didn't realize there were seven. And then Thanos goes, what? He goes, well, you also have the kidney stone.
I knew that was going to be a kidney stone joke, but I won't lie to you. I thought it would be funnier.
I don't think I said it right. I don't think there is a way to say it right.
I'm hoping you didn't. Yeah.
I don't think there is a way to say it right. Speaking of Stone, you see that Fox wanted to get rid of Rob Stone for Reese Davis?
No.
Big Noon Kickoff? That was a big media story.
I'm just horrified by this male reporter on the Braves broadcast flirting with women. If a woman reporter had done that, probably would have been deported, actually. Forget fired. She'd be sent away from the country.
How should I appreciate or what do I do when you feel like, let's say there's a big sports media conference happening, and let's say it's within driving distance of where you live, and you could probably pay for your own way and not be a big deal. You won't have to worry. And then let's say some of the biggest names in sports get selected to talk at this conference. And you're thinking, oh, well, I mean, I think highly of my talent and myself, but I'm not on the level of these guys. And then let's say over the next 3 months, announcements start coming out about who's speaking at this conference. And then there's a string of announcements where it's like, these guys are pretty much like me now. At what point do I get offended that I'm not asked? Do I talk to the organizers and say, I don't know if you forgot I exist or not, but I mean, I am a nationally syndicated talk show host on 300 stations.
This is hypothetical.
Let's say it is.
Hypothetically, in this scenario, this pretend scenario, do you think it's one of like, is this like a bridge you burned or is this just...
No, I just don't think that the conference hypothetically thinks that I'm anybody.
I think the people on the other side of the river just forgot about this bridge. They don't think about this bridge, or they forgot that the bridge is there. That would be more my guess.
But then let's say at some point they remember the bridge is there and they're like, oh, I love that bridge.
Mm. Do they though?
Well, let's say they do someday.
Okay, sure.
So then like next year or 2 years down the road, let's say I'm asked.
Plant a seed now.
Do I just go? Do I just be like, yes, I'm honored to go? Or do I be like, no, fuck you, man?
I'd have so much to say about this if this wasn't, if this was a microphone-free podcast experience. If this was just a living room long-form conversation.
It's just, these are, see, I told my wife the other day that I feel like a lot of the things that I have a issue with, I feel like I'm the architect of my own dismay.
You're creating it.
Yeah, or I could just like not let it bother me.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of like your, did you come up with architect of your own dismay or did she?
Sounds like a postal service song.
It's very emo.
There's the architect.
Don't you guys think it's kind of horseshit that Charlie XCX was wearing a t-shirt saying she should be headlining her night of Coachella instead of Green Day? I love how social media like came back to like, hey, we all loved Brat, but pipe down. Like you have one.
Hey, let's do this.
It'd be like, across the reflecting pond, I sat the architect. It's kind of a decent Ben Gibbard, but.
Of my dismay. Hey, let's do this real quick. Let's turn off the mics. Grant can say everything, then we'll turn them back on. All right, so he'll be back in.
And Paul, whoa, you've got 5 minutes to get Grant's phone number.
Grant, I sure am glad that we turned off the mics for that.
Yeah, me
that
too.
Was pretty good. Thanks, Tim, for editing that in post.
Tim in post. We haven't had that bit in a while. Okay, I got to go.
I dropped it the other night on Friday.
You said it on your show?
Yeah, Austin sent me a message. He heard it.
Edit that in post, Tim?
Because I couldn't speak. I go, just edit that in post, Tim. Just knowing nobody gave a shit. But Austin heard it. I was pumped.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Here's my Packers question. We'll probably do something just before the draft next week. You are anticipating your likely reaction to the Packers first round pick to be something in the vicinity of okay. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Well, so I don't feel it for the Bucs playoffs, and I'm not feeling it for the Packers draft either.
Really? Oh my goodness. I'm excited.
But I'm into the playoffs. Is this
national
from a national perspective?
Different battlefield.
Like I'm totally into the top 10 and who goes where. But what am I supposed to do about, like, I was on Herman's show the other day and he goes, who do you think the Packers are gonna take? And I'm like, so I went, looked at a mock draft quick and saw that they were selected to take some cornerback. And I took a different cornerback that was two slots down because that's usually what happens, right?
Right.
Baker or
Shamar
whoever.
Stewart.
Hairston out of Kentucky.
Hairston's the one that I keep seeing.
Although we're getting some character flaws there, though, might be off the draft Packers board.
And he's too thin.
Of course.
Thin. So I think they don't need a lot. What they need is a non-sexy position.
Which is why I'm just kind of going in. It's like, they're going to, my reaction would be.
But even an edge rusher.
It's a pretty sexy position. Those are the guys who go tackle the quarterback.
The problem
it is at the top. I don't think where they are. Like in the past, we could have got one, but then we took Daytone Jones or whatever the fuck.
Well, and I think part of it too is like corner is a flashy position. Edge is a flashy position. But the Packers have done it so many times in the recent history where it's never just like, wow, that was an instant home run pick. What a great job by the front office. You know what I mean? Like more often than not, it's like Rashawn Gary going from year three to year four and Grant saying like, I just don't see it. And then Van Ness going from year two to year three and us being like, I don't know, is he even good?
The card has said Daytone Jones every year for the last 10 years.
No, he's Lucas. I've done a complete 180 on Lucas Van Ness. Couldn't be a more respectful young man. I had the pleasure of meeting him last week, and now I will be banging the Lucas Van Ness drum.
I want
very nice man.
I want to get his contact information. And
is that like when I met Dellavedova?
I didn't know that you met. I don't remember this.
I was at a Bucks media day. I did a one-on-one with him. I'm like, yeah, I don't like you from the Warriors Cavs series.
Oh, you told him that?
Did you really?
He laughed.
Oh, you did tell him. Good for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I told him. I go, my brother works for the Golden State.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, Bart, you seem aligned with me where you're expecting your reaction to be like, well, okay. Grant?
I'm expecting what it's going to be a lot of from a lot of people is what happens is nobody cares or knows, but by Tuesday, all of Packer Twitter will agree on a guy.
Yeah, it won't be that guy.
That guy will be there.
Yeah.
The Packers won't take him.
Cooper DeJean.
And then you'll get everybody that's covering the Packers sort of like not necessarily being a PR wing for the Packers, but trying to convince you about it being a good pick as they're trying to convince themselves. Like with Jordan Morgan. I mean, that pick was terrible.
Speaking of Packers people, I did listen to an interview with a Packers person on a radio show in the state of Wisconsin today. And when asked about buzz for a certain player, he wanted to make it abundantly clear that there's lots of buzz among Packers fans. Not with me, but among Packers fans, there's a lot of buzz. I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ. So, yes, to your point.
Who was the player? You know, who was the player?
It was, I think, just wide receivers in general.
Oh, and he's too above thinking they should take a wide receiver.
He's not a fan. His job is to cover the team. His job isn't to cheer for any outcome.
That's not true.
Not
they cheer for good. They cheer for good stories.
Mm-hmm. No overtime. Good. Although when I talked with Chris Myers at the Super Bowl this last year, he said he always
pick it up.
He always cheers for overtime because that means the game is good. I think this year is the best chance we have in a while at actually being happy about the pick, because I think in this draft, and Bart, you talk about this from a national perspective, I think once you clear Carter and Hunter, it's no holds bar for the rest of the first round. I think the guy who goes at 6 could be just as good as the guy who goes at 25, 11 to 20. Like, I think once you get past those first two or three people, like I think it's just up in the air. And I think teams have all different valuations on all these guys. And there's a bunch of good edge rushers. There's a bunch of wide receivers. And I don't think there's a consensus order on any of them. So mm-hmm. I think it's going to be fun. And as long as the Packers take edge rusher or receiver, I think I'm going to be happy. And if all those guys are off the board, that means they're going to get like an awesome tackle or an awesome corner, which I'll live with. Like I won't be mad about that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not expecting. I mean, the thing that would be truly like.
What if they took Jackson Dart?
Okay. So I wouldn't be thrilled with that.
Well, but
the best time to take a quarterback is when you don't need one. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say I'm expecting, of course, nothing. The most flashy, realistic thing that would happen is that they do draft a receiver.
What if Shadur was there? Would you take him?
No.
No.
if I mean, honestly, like,
I could get a whole day out. Lead with that tonight, Grant.
If Shadur wasn't.
Screw the Brewers talk.
If Shadur wasn't Sanders, is he. I mean, how different is the conversation?
Shadur Smith.
How different is the conversation?
Good question.
I think it's better in his favor.
No. I mean, I know what you're saying.
There's a lot of things he can do that you can't teach. But there's some flaws. I don't like that they retired his number. That's stupid.
That was very strange. Especially when they've never done that for like
the Cordell Stewart or David Bakhtiari.
The championship. Well, Bakhtiari's team was dog shit, but like the Cordell Stewart team won the championship.
Nah, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
Bakhtiari, I remember like I was covering the team then, and like the Colorado team was like 3-10 every year he was there.
I don't know if I can name one other person that ever went to Colorado.
No.
Joel Klatt.
Wow.
Joel Klatt.
Mm. All right. Well, next week we will pick our first round pick for the Packers, and we will all agree on it, and they will not take that person.
Absolutely not.
All right.
How much time do you think I'll be in traffic if I'm in Green Bay?
More time than what you were on the air for.
50%?
Are you driving to and from just on Thursday?
Yeah.
You're going to drive home at 1 o'clock?
In-law situation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, but my show's only from... I'm on from 7 to 11.
Oh.
I do the tag team with JR.
Oh, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm. But then Friday, I'm right back at the studio from 9 to 1, like a real schmuck.
Well, JR, is he coming down?
No, we'll just be...
Okay. Yeah.
He sent a credential, but he was wearing a hat too and didn't get a good one in time. So it's
you're
just me.
Kidding, right.
Everyone keeps asking me only if I'm you going sent to the draft.
I asked you if you're going to the draft.
I know. It's just one person after another. My mom, my old babysitter, Mark Murphy last week. So it's just everyone wants to know if I'm going to be there. I took a picture with Mark Murphy. He was all by himself. They had like a VIP mingle area, but I was working the event. So they brought a couple of us down just to take pictures. I just wanted the pictures, honestly. You can talk to him. What am I going to say? I want the picture.
Welcome. Tell him you're an owner?
Well, I did. I said, welcome to lacrosse. We're happy to have you. Cause I, felt like ambassador for the town. And he was over at the buffet line all by himself. He had just talked to Scott Emmerich, I was excited to talk with him as much as any Packer. And I'm like, hey, can I get a picture? And he had like a plate of food and he sat it down. And like my coworker's like, hey, you got a little, he had some cheese sauce on his face that he had to wipe off before he took the picture. Like actually the most regular guy who's just been tasked with being an NFL owner, which is pretty funny to me.
I told you guys in our time, I always liked Mark Murphy.
Yeah, he's great.
I think he's a good guy.
All right. Well, with that, I think we're done.
Bye bye.
Strong through the finish line as always, gentlemen. Thank always. You.
See you guys.
See ya.
Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.